Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we're kicking screen addiction to the curb and reclaiming our lives. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and if you're anything like me, sometimes it feels like your phone is running your life, not the other way around. We scroll, we tap, we swipe all in a hypnotic dance with notifications and endless content. But what happens when this quick check becomes an all-consuming habit? What happens when our phones start to feel more like chains than companions? Today, we're diving deep into something seriously important: understanding phone addiction as a legitimate mental health issue. It's not just about being too glued to your screen. We're talking about real struggles with compulsion, withdrawal symptoms, and the impact it has on our well-being. Ever felt that panic jolt when you don't have your phone? You know that feeling when you reach for it instinctively, even though you really shouldn't? That's a red flag, my friends. So, how do we make sense of this? How do we know if we're crossing the line from casual use to phone addict? Let me give you 5 key takeaways that might just blow your mind. 1. The brain game. Our phones are designed to be addictive. Think about it: notifications, likes, endless scrolling, they trigger dopamine rushes in our brains, making us feel good. But this can lead to a vicious cycle where we constantly crave that next hit of pleasure. It's like being addicted to candy, delicious at first, but ultimately harmful. 2. Beyond the screen. Phone addiction isn't just about spending hours scrolling through social media. It can manifest in other ways too. Feeling anxious when you can't check your phone, neglecting real-life relationships, or sacrificing sleep and work commitments for screen time. It starts to take over your entire life, leaving little room for anything else. 3. The social media trap. Let's talk about the elephant in the room: social media. It's designed to keep us hooked with perfectly curated lives, constant comparisons, and a fear of missing out, FOMO. This can lead to feelings of inadequacy, anxiety, and even depression. Remember that highlight reel you see online is just a tiny snapshot of someone's life. It doesn't reflect reality. 4. Impact on mental health. Studies have shown a strong link between excessive phone use and increased rates of anxiety, depression, insomnia, and attention problems. When we're constantly bombarded with information and stimulation, our brains can struggle to cope. It's like trying to run a marathon without stopping. Eventually, you'll burn out. 5. You have the power. The most important takeaway: you're not powerless against this addiction. Just because your phone is designed to be addictive doesn't mean you have to succumb to it. With awareness, self-control, and some practical strategies, you can break free from the grip of screen addiction and reclaim your life. Let me tell you a story that might resonate with many of you. I used to spend hours every day scrolling through Instagram, comparing myself to others, feeling envious, and losing track of time. I was constantly checking my notifications, even when I was supposed to be working or spending time with friends. It felt like this endless loop I couldn't escape. One day, I realized that my phone was becoming a barrier between me and the things I truly valued: meaningful connections, personal growth, and simply enjoying the present moment. So, I made a conscious decision to change. I set screen time limits, deleted social media apps, and started engaging in activities that brought me joy offline. It wasn't easy at first. There were moments of withdrawal and temptation, but gradually, I started to feel a sense of liberation. Remember, the journey towards phone freedom is not about becoming a tech phobe. It's about finding a healthy balance and using technology consciously. We want to enjoy the benefits of our devices without letting them control our lives. So, what's your next step? Take a moment to reflect on your own relationship with your phone. Are there any signs that you might be crossing the line into addiction? Remember, it's okay to seek help if you need it. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, consider therapy, or explore online resources. Keep sharing your stories and challenges with me. Let's create a community of support where we can all thrive beyond the screen. See you in the next episode for more strategies to conquer phone addiction and live a happier, more fulfilling life. Take care, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.